The Hard Shoulder on Newstalk.
With the all-new Nissan Juke. The coupe crossover by Nissan. Nissan. Innovation that excites.
Well, Australian authorities have warned that massive bushfires in Queensland and New South Wales are still a threat. It's despite catastrophic conditions easing somewhat. About 150 fires are still burning in the two states. 50 houses were destroyed and other property damaged in New South Wales on Tuesday, but no lives were lost, thankfully. Well, to get an eyewitness account of it, Irishman Alex McCann joins us. He's living in Sydney currently. Who's seen it all firsthand. Welcome to the programme, Alex. Explain what's been happening since Friday, please.
Hi, how's things? Well, I'm actually in the city kind of area, so I've not really seen too much firsthand. We were kind of just everybody was kept on their toes, really, ready to evacuate if things came close to us. So kind of people have just been a bit on edge in my area, really, but nothing first hand, thankfully.
What's been the cause of this?
I think it's they kind of have meters around all the roads with the bushfires. I think it's just the temperatures and I don't know, something to do with the bushland when it reaches certain degrees, with the wind and stuff like that. That all the combined that the bushland catches fire, but because of the high temperatures that we're having this summer with the lack of rain, we're in drought at the moment, that they're expecting with the high winds that out in the bushland areas, that once the fire started, they're expecting like 80 kilometer winds this week on top of it, that it was expected to spread. So yeah, they kept us on our toes. People had suitcases ready to evacuate their houses, but it didn't actually come as far as us, thankfully, so.
And are people happy with the performance of the emergency services, the fire service? They seem somewhat out of their depth.
What they were saying was that don't expect if a fire catches, don't expect fire service because they're under too much pressure. But there was loads of pictures on social media of the firefighters on the floor, passing out from smoke inhalation and stuff like this, and it looked crazy, to be honest with you. But yeah, I think that's one of the things that everybody keeps on complimenting, was the response of the firefighters and how they handled it. But yeah, I think that there's just too much going on for them to be able to manage it, to be honest with you.
All right. Well, Alex McCann, do you think it will be brought under control and the situation back to normal fairly soon?
Yeah, I think so. I think in New South Wales, around Sydney area, it's kind of died down now. So I think that in Queensland is kind of the main affected area at the moment. But I think we've seen the worst of it so far. So hopefully there's There's no more casualties or people's houses burning down now.
All right, Alex McCann, Irishman living in Sydney. Thank you for that eyewitness account. Absolutely scary.